It's the idea that you can never fail at anything. And I can't tell you how many endless clients that I have told, you have never failed at anything in your life. If you weigh 300 pounds, and you've weighed 300 pounds for the last 20 years, you have just produced enormous results. And the question isn't, why am I such a failure? Why have I always been obese? Why have I always been these terrible things that are back there in the past that I'm bonded to, and now coming up with reasons to explain it away? Well, my mother, you know, we have this, and then I'm doing it in response to that, and this is because of that. And you can come up with an endless number of reasons. I was talking about this last night, that my brother and I both lived in the same foster homes and the same orphanage for years. And my one brother is very shy and very reserved and has had a great deal of difficulty. And I've been out there, you know, very public and very outgoing and so on. And both of us can explain our behavior on the basis of the same experience. Obviously, I have self-confidence because I never had anybody to give me confidence when I was young. And I was always going from place to place, so I had to go within and rely upon myself. And my brother would say, obviously, I don't have any confidence because I didn't have anybody to give me any confidence when I was young. There was nobody there, so that's the way my life is. And you can explain anything away. But if you're that 300-pounder, you have produced results. The question is, what are you doing with the results that you've produced? What are you going to do about that? Are you going to be a great pitcher and remind yourself of this is a different way to look at that? Or are you going to tell yourself that my personal history is such that there's nothing I can do about it? If you want to walk the extra mile, the path less traveled, give up your personal history. If you don't have a story, you won't have to live up to it. And you can live every moment in the only place where you'll ever come to know what it's like to be connected and united with God. It's the only place God ever is or ever has been. Right here, now. Any other thoughts, ideas? Yes.
One of my favorite sayings is, you can't do anything about the past except learn from it.
It's a great observation. And you also want to be careful not to be bonded to it. Don't use your weaknesses, your struggles, your difficulties, the things that happen to you as a calling card. You know, sharing it with everybody else and using it as a way to get sympathy for yourself. If you've been through a divorce, if you're a widow, if you've been through cancer, if you've been whatever it is, don't use that as a way to get attention for yourself. Because what it'll do is it'll keep you bonded back here. And it'll also give you more of an opportunity to repeat and attract the very thing that you're still upset about. Next principle, number 6, came from a line by Albert Einstein when he was talking to his students about trying to solve mathematical problems and equations. He said, "You can't ever solve a problem with the same mind that created it." It's what they call sometimes in management circles thinking outside of the dots or outside of the box, getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of looking at things the way you've always looked at them, and having a different kind of an awareness. I came across this quote not too long ago, "Moving away the clouds does not make the sunshine. It merely reveals what was hidden all along." The sunshine, the sun is always there. And you don't make it shine by just taking things away. There's something inside all of us that is hidden. And it's the ability to I call it rewriting our agreement with reality. It requires a new kind of awareness, a willingness, if you will, to see yourself as potentially capable of virtually anything. I've always loved the observation from the New Testament of Jesus, that even the least among you can do all that I have done and even greater things. That within each and every one of us, there is this ability to be healers. There's this ability to be able to manifest and attract anything into our lives that we put our attention on. There's this ability to live at such a high level of consciousness that we can transcend our bodies. And I've always sort of taken that line at face value, that each person, particularly as I've looked at my own self, I've never looked at the reasons why I couldn't attract something into my life. I've just never been wired together that way. So that my internal wiring has always been one of whatever it is that I've got in my life as a problem, that I have to take responsibility for it, but I also have the capacity to be able to change it. And not only to change around what it is that is not working for me, but also to change around what I have been attracting into my life. I think it begins with this whole idea of being inspired. I've always liked that word, inspired, inspiration, because its origin is in spirit. And then the opposite word is being informed. And so when you're in form, in the physical world, when you're in form, you get information. You get lots of information. And this is what we call the information age, right? So there's no shortage of information. They say that on a little chip the size of your thumbnail, we can put the names and addresses of everybody in the United States and Canada on a little chip the size of your thumbnail. That's really more information, I think, than we need. Right. And the ability to have information. We have enough information. I mean, I had somebody come up to me and said, I checked on the internet and I put your name on there and there were 82,000 references to your name. And I said, and I don't even own a computer. And I never ever sent any information in any place. And yet someone told me there are 82,000, I don't know where they came up with that number, but 82,000 references and cross-references and this and that and in different languages and around, whatever it might be. And I have no idea. I mean, if they saw me masturbating when I was 14, I don't know if that's on there or not. It probably is now that I've mentioned it. A new update. There's somebody back in the room taking notes here. That's just so the information age is what we are in now. But what we are doing is we are moving from the age of information to the age of inspiration, I believe. And as we move into the age of inspiration, where collectively mankind is beginning to have a collective capacity to be able to think thoughts which empower us rather than which weaken us, which according to Hawkins research, up until about 1985 or 1986, collectively mankind's collective thoughts always produced that which weakens us. And now in the last few years we have moved above the level where man's collective consciousness is at least at a place where collectively we are empowering ourselves rather than using force.